It's a funny thing that one of the criteria for sainthood in the Catholic Church is to have done miracles, whereas Baba explains that when you become a saint, you cease to be able to do miracles.
Yeah.
His having become the saint in itself is the greatest miracle.
Yeah. You leave these others behind.
So to continue the story about Mani being told to sing, this begin the beginning. That's where we dispersed, isn't it? That was the first time. She, for her, it was something very embarrassing. So we were in this room. Baba was there. This is Bombay. And Baba is now about to leave for the States, for the world tour. 30 days tour of the world. There's a book, a special issue called, what is it, title? 30 days in a... Round the world, 30 days round the world in 30 days, round the world in 30 days, something like that. Very fast tour, very strenuous and all that. So each time, now little digression, each time that he would leave the headquarters here, Ahmadnagar, that is Mehrabad now, Mehrazad, Mehrabad, naturally it so happened that I had to be with him. I had to see to his personal side and all that. So each time I left the place with him, he would remind me to remember when I drop my body, see that my body is taken directly to the place, which the last resting place, which is now the present tomb, and place it there. And then, as soon as I drop my body, we call it drop the body, as soon as I die, remember to play the record of Begin the Begin. It was a refrain all the time. I said, yes. And then what happened is that he had said this in 1956 before leaving for the States, the same thing. I said, yes. Then we returned from the tour of the world in 1956. And then soon after that, on December 2nd, we met with that serious accident where Baba busted his hip joint. That is the chair on which he would be made to he was carried and all that. That gave me a thought to be very serious about it all. Luckily, it happened in India. Suppose something had happened outside, and what would I have done, you see? So now this is 1958. We are in this hall. That's where Baba seated. And now, you know, early hours the planes leave for the States. So now this is about, say, late afternoon or afternoon, you call it. And Baba says, remember, we are leaving tonight for the airport. Remember, I told you, when I drop the body, see that the body is brought here and play the record of Begin the Begin. And it was playing on my mind to be rather serious about what he's saying. So I said, but suppose, you have been telling this for years together now, but something happens and you pass away while we are in Timbuktu or something like that, and it's impossible for me to get the body, then what's to be done? You see, now I'm very serious about it. Well, it's a great responsibility what he's trying to tell me. So often he has told me. So he says, well, try your best to get the body. Yeah. Your level best, but suppose if I try my level best and it's impossible to get your body, then what is to be done? Then he says, cremate it wherever it be, and get the ashes and bury them there. Okay. But then what about, you say, I must see that the begin the beginning, but what is that begin the beginning? I don't know. You see, because all this would be played and Mani would be singing and they would be singing and all that was behind the wall. We had nothing to do with the women. He said, you haven't heard Begin the Begin? I said, I don't know what it is. What is the song or what? What is it? He said, yeah, it's a song. You haven't heard it? So he went inside and tells Mani, go to Eretz. I'm seated there and I'm wondering now, because it's a great responsibility, what is it all? Why is he saying it all this? I'm wondering, I'm sitting like this. and money, Baba gets money to me. This is for the first time. And tells her the sing in his ears begin to begin. So I'm sitting like this, and money is seated here and sings into my ears, you know. And she feels as if, what the heck is this? Here is a man sitting like that and doesn't even pay, look at me, and I have to sing in his ears or what? So she goes on singing, and she finished the song and all that.
How far away is she from you when she's singing?
Like that. Like where she...
That far.
Yeah.
So easily you could have turned around.
Yeah, I just keep quiet, because we were not what you may call it. Our attitude was not to look at women, at least the women monthly, you see. So I just looked at that. And then she completed her song. In the meantime, Baba twice came in between. She's singing, so he left, it seems. I could feel that he has come. And then Baba comes and says, well, did you hear? I said, yeah, I heard it, but I can't remember it, the whole song. All right. Then Baba tells Mani to type out the whole song. So I still have that paper. So remember, keep it, and if you can't sing it, at least read out. So that's how it was the first, yeah.
I remember she tells the story that after Baba got the body, you called for a record player, and she couldn't understand why you wanted to.
Yeah,
a record player.
She did not know anything of the orders, you see. Mm-hmm. So what happened when Baba passed away? Immediately I remember that. So I said, where is the gramophone, the record player? I said, why do you want it? I said, we have to have the music here. Yes. Music now at this time? Now I will tell you one thing more. So after we finish this. So what should we play? I said, begin the begin. Get the record of begin the begin. Don't you know that Baba wanted to be played? Music now? I said, yeah. So that's how we played. I said, that's an order from him. She didn't know. All orders given to women, we didn't know, and orders given to us, they didn't know. You see, that's how it is.
Was it played in
the
tomb?
No, here, where he passed away in that room, you know, where you were taken this morning.
Then you played it?
Yeah.
While he was there?
Yeah. Inside the room, yeah. Because then we got the body from the bed. It was this bed that was there. Did she tell you in the blue bus? Did she tell you that? Yeah. Well, you didn't know that.
No.
It was that bed on which he passed away, because it was brought six or seven days earlier for his greater comfort, because it has that crank and all that for him to cranking. So for greater comfort, we brought it, and he passed away on that. Then we lifted the body and put it on the floor, because it's customary amongst Indians here to get the body on the floor itself, here on earth. We can't spread a carpet, and we put the body on that. So there, while he was resting there, then I immediately thought of that. I said, get the recorder and play it. So that's where it was being played while he lay there.
All the time.
And then when he was brought here and placed here, because the villagers came as soon as they heard. So there we played here also.
So you placed him here afterwards?
Yeah, here in front of his seat.
Wow.
Yeah. He was here for some time, because the villagers wanted to have the last glimpse.
How long was he here?
An hour. Yeah. He passed away at about 12:15, and we started preparations and all that sort of thing. And it was about, say, 3:30 by the time we brought him here. 3:30 and 4:30 we left. And then we placed him there, where the stretcher is now, in the Baba's cabin. Uh-huh. Stretcher? He was on the stretcher. Ambulance came here, so we put him on the stretcher. Brought the stretcher here. No, took the stretcher there, put body on the stretcher, brought the stretcher here. Then we took him in the stretcher, in ambulance, there. And still there was time, because the crypt that is there, which you see the tomb itself now you cannot have an idea, but there are pictures. I told her to see that. Did you see the pictures there? The well's letter is not here. So there was a crypt there inside. The tomb was prepared It was not the tomb at the time. Baba had stayed there, lived there, used to live there in that place. But not in that stone building or anything. It was just an ordinary thing. Earth dug out 6 or 7 feet deep and 4 feet, 4.5 feet wide. And it was there, and in that pit he would go. In the morning there would be planks put, and that was his room. And in the night he would go and sleep there. So that's how it was. And he was there for quite a long time. And there were no walls, there were only a tin roof and bamboo mat. Mm. Was there, like that. So it was there. So then...
Was there a floor?
Huh?
A stone floor?
No.
Later on?
No. Then what happened is, there was another building near the railway lines. You have seen going up the hill, there is that barricade.
Uh-huh.
You cross the railway line.
Yeah.
How do you cross?
There's
a barricade there, uh-huh. Iron railings and all that. That has been put now. Formerly there was no such thing. Uh-huh. Yeah. So what? Because of the constant traffic there, and every year we get it opened at a great cost. Applied to the railway, and we have a crossing there because trucks go up and down, the buses go, the people go, trains stop there, all the trains stop there. People from over the country, they come, they get down there, you see. So it's like that. So formerly there was, at that time, at that place, nearby there, very nearby, there is a ground there. So there was a building called the post office, military post office for World War II. World War I, I'm sorry. So it was a military post office there. And when Baba came first there, he had stopped over there. And then when the women were allowed to come there, at the time Mehra and Baba's cousin Naja, that is Pendu's sister, and two or three other women, Mani as a kid would come there and stay there. So that was the post office. Then of course gradually they shifted. Up, they went up the hill, Baba went put the women up the hill, men down the hill and all that. So the building remained there. And then what had happened was that Britishers took objection to that building, and because it was owned by one of the disciples of Baba. So they said that demolish that building. While there was war and post office and all that, at that time they didn't have any objection. They built the building there as a post office there. But now they said the emergency is over, you have to demolish that because we used to have steam engines, you know, coal and coke. What do you call that?
Sparks.
Cinders would fly and might create a fire. It's naturally will hold railway responsible.
Yes.
So railway are responsible to see that, well, such a thing should not be there. So time and again notices were sent. And we just discarded it because we had to use that place. We were using it for some, and we didn't care for that. But then one day they sent a threatening notice that if you don't demolish, we will demolish and charge you for demolition. And we know what the charges would be for demolition. So we were cool, we were the workers, laborers, we can demolish it. So it was demolished. So there was a huge heap of rubble, rocks. So it is from those rocks that Baba said, build my last resting place, because this will be my last resting place where I used to live on the hill. That pit. So that's how the tomb got built, through because of the rocks that were there. And then Arnavaz's father was the architect at the time, and he built the dome and all that sort of thing, got it constructed. So that's how. And then a famous artist came, you see, Helen Dam from Switzerland. She did all the murals and all that sort of thing. And there was the pit was all covered with murals inside also. And it was tiled. It was tiled properly. Then the steps were created. All this afterwards, poor Baba had to jump inside, you see. At the time when he lived. But when it was not in use, then the steps were created, they were properly tiled and this and that and everything. Looked decent, very decent, with all the murals and fine. When it was fresh, it was very decent, very beautiful it looked. And she, through her imagination, has created the murals which are now so befitting.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the murals there? Yeah, they will. So that's how it was. Then he passed away. We never thought that he would ever pass away from our midst, because he is eternal. How can thoughts never come? But he did pass away. So what to do? And he told me, he had ordered me to take the body immediately there. So luckily he passed away here, so it was easy for us to call an ambulance and all. Many people were around at that time. So then the body is here. So in the meantime, we sent Padri, who was there, one of the other Baba people, and we told him that now it's time that you should dig out the tiles from inside the crypt, because it was tile floor, it had tiled floor. And Indian tradition is such that always the body should be with the earth. Earth is important and stone is not proper. That's how we Indians feel. So we thought about that. I said, that is not good, you see. It should be resting somewhere. It may be wood is all right because it deteriorates and it mixes up with the dust. But tiles and stones is no good for the body. So we all, well, the consensus was that, yeah, we should remove it. So while the time was taken to dig the pit out, means the tiles out from there, Baba's body was resting in that cabin, you see. Although Padri had gone there earlier, still it took time for them to do it properly. So Baba was made to rest there. And it was at the time of sunset and moonrise. It was a full moon night. So the sunset is there and moonrise is there. So we still remember we carried the body and placed it there on a wooden plank. There's no coffin or anything.
Did Baba ever, those tiles, did he ever sit on those tiles or do any work there?
No, nothing.
No.
But now what happened is that the tiles are still there inside the tomb, inside it. Why? Because we made it as a pillow for him. Because he had said that, I will give my darshan reclining. I may not be in a position, what harm is there if I give my darshan reclining? That's another whole chapter about it.
So that's how. 6 months seclusion
in that pit.
Before the tiles.
Before the tiles.
Not after the tiles.
No.
I thought it was after.
No.
So he never went into, when the tiles were there, he never went there?
He would take us inside and make us sit
down.
There. No. Yeah, he would go down, but nothing, he didn't stop there overnight or anything.
It was before the tiles were closed.
So that's how it was. But what happened was, exactly a year in advance, on 31st of January 1968, he held a meeting over here. All of a sudden he says, I want all of you all to come from Ahmednagar and Pune. And we were here. And from Bombay. They were here and from neighboring places. They came all here. It is 31st January 1968. And he passed away on 31st January 1969. So he called all of them at 9 o'clock and all that. We are here. Baba is with us and all that. The meeting is taking place and all that. And he... There's a whole record of the diary. I don't know if you have seen the diary. That day's diary is there.
Of the of his
31st December, January 1968. Well, Baba is there. Yeah, it's there. So it's all recorded. And then all of a sudden he says, it's about 12:15 or, yeah, it's time now for lunch. Most 12:30, 12:20, 12:15 or 1, maybe between 12 and 1. He says, now, before you all leave, I want you all to meet Mehra. See how it is, eh? He created this. And we didn't know. It was a shock to us. We were supposed not to see her and not to talk to her. Or anybody of them. 31st January 1968.
One year before.
Yeah. One year before, same time most probably. So then he said, yeah. So all what you have to do is, I will lead you all up to Mehra. In the meantime, you just be here. He called Gawar and sent a word to Mehra saying that, well, today I want you to see the Mandali. All of you, all women stand there. All the men will go there. So we had to go there and Baba said, all that you have to do is to say, Jai Baba. That's how it all started. So speak out, Jai Baba, and tell Mehra to respond to them, Jai Baba. That's how it goes. So we went there and then we said Jai Baba and she said Jai Baba and then we just looked at one another and then Baba said, now you all can go. That's all.
You'd never seen Mehra before?
We used to, fleeting glances like accidentally. We were told not to, she was told, ordered not to see any men. And we respected Baba's orders to her, and so we never also,
Had you never spoken to her before?
Never, never. We never spoke. My mother was there, my sisters were there and all that. Even when, let alone speaking my name was, my mother would speak about me. Naturally, conversations take place. My eldest daughter. Yeah. Name is not to be taken. Yeah. It's like that. So such strict orders were there. So that's how it was. But see how compassionate he is for Mehra's sake, that she was introduced into this sort of thing, because it was very difficult for her, I know. And how it was in good stead that she could confront the crowd at the time in 1969 when there was the great darshan program. You remember that? She would come there and say, Jai Baba to you all.
Right.
Facing the men, the crowd there in the hall. Yeah.
And we heard that she was all these years, because
yeah.
She was so open.
Yeah. Open. So she got that gradually. She did have, the first Amartiti was a great blow to her. In 1970 was the first Amartiti. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because she couldn't stand that sort of thing. Yeah. So that's how it was.
How many people went to the first Amartiti?
Must have been about 500 to 700 people were there. 700 people. It's recorded somewhere. Mm-hmm. But then gradually the numbers increase, and now it's a mob. Yeah. So that's how it is. And if you all want to see the last pictures of them, we have got the albums also. Part 1, Part 2, Part 3 is there. You can see how the crypt is there, Baba's body is still inside the crypt. It's all open, it's not closed yet, and so forth. For 7 days his body remained there. People started coming from all parts of the world. They sent cables, telephone calls, and there's in radios and other broadcasts. You see, they started broadcasting on their own, you see, saying that Mehra Baba died, you see, in a cave. Because some reporter said he must have seen his body in the cave. That crypt is a cave, you see. And it was all Times of India, which is considered to be the organ of India, you see, and they reported wrongly and all that. We had to correct them. And all that. And every time the broadcast would be that his body is about to be covered the next day now. And so those who wanted to come, they couldn't come. I said, now what's the sense? But those who dared to come, they had a good chance. 7 days it was open. And when they heard about that, oh God, they cursed the broadcasting system.
Eric, how many people would you say came to the last Amartiti?
2,500 were there who lived there, who stayed there on the premise, but from the cities and other places they came and went, because the most important time is 31st January. So altogether it might be about a crowd of 15,000 to 16,000.
15,000 to 16,000?
Yeah. I'm sorry, not to 2,500 was prior to that. This was almost 3,000. Yeah, what were you saying? And I said afterwards. Who asked something?
Oh, I was about to ask, after Mehra saw you for the first time, that was it until Baba dropped his body?
Yeah, then she came, yeah. And we were there, yeah. We were all surrounding the body and they were there. All that, yeah.
Lourdes had a question. The question was, why did Baba want the record to be played 7 times?
7 times?
Yes.
Who said that 7 times?
Did you say 7 times?
No, I didn't say.
Begin to begin, be played?
But I didn't say 7 times.
7 times?
To play the record. Oh, but I then know. What happened is that it went on, we allowed it to play there.
I thought it was a certain number of times.
Several times.
Several times.
Then several places and several times. That's several places. So that's how it was. Mm.